Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have a long homily today. But the Passion obviously speaks very boldly and eloquently about this mystery of God's Son willing to embrace the cross and die for us. And so I invite us especially to use this week called Holy Week to think about the sacrifice of Christ. And especially want you to think about maybe also the line that for me I prayed about yesterday was from St. Paul in the second reading today. He was talking or referring to Jesus saying, Jesus emptied himself. And then he became obedient unto death. But to think about God inviting us sometimes to empty of ourselves so that God can fill it with something good, life-giving, grace, compassion, strength, hope, whatever it might be. But as we celebrate these days, to again think of Jesus inviting us then to come and to empty ourselves so that he can give us that strength that we can too follow him. And then secondly, we obviously heard his invitation to Peter and his brethren to pray that you may not undergo the test. And so I really invite you to consider praying a little bit more daily or being conscious of this gift of communing, of connecting with God and Jesus during these days. And if you can, to especially make an effort to attend, you know, like Holy Thursday or Good Friday, to really take in these days that remind us about God's Son who loved us so much, and to allow then this gift of prayer and worship to then be culminating in a week from today, the gift of Easter, Jesus revealing new life. So those are my two things to think about, emptying and then to try to pray. Lastly, to know that on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, after the services, I will also be available to celebrate reconciliation if anybody still wants to celebrate that sacrament and to think of another way to empty yourself of sin or other things that really somehow cause confusion or interrupt your relationship with God and others. And then lastly, let us pray for one another that God's grace may be at work as we honor Christ, God's Son.